Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you on behalf of the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's new artwork, One Another. The date today is the 13th of July 2009, and if I can please ask you to state your full name, your age and where you come from.
I'm Dora Mouche, known in England as Nielsen because I'm married, and Mouche is my maiden name. I come to Torquay, originally from Belgium, and I'm 56.
And how are you today?
So far so good. I think I'm okay.
Yeah. You're about to go up on the plinth. How are you feeling about that?
Excited, yeah. It's something I've never done before, actually. No. Well, nobody's done before, so.
And brilliant. And how did you first hear about the project?
From a friend, and then I went on the web once and I just saw it and I thought, well, put my name down.
And what happened when you found out you got a place?
Well, at first I couldn't believe it, and then I just got very excited and started phoning my family. So.
And what was their reaction?
They thought I was mad.
And how did you decide what you're going to do on the plinth?
Well, I'm doing a degree in visual studies at the moment, so I thought this would be part of my summer project, doing photographing people looking at me and sketching the buildings around and the people around, so that's what I'm going to do.
Brilliant. And where are you doing visual studies?
It's in South Devon College, but it's part of the University of Plymouth. So.
Brilliant. And why did you decide to do this?
I don't know, it was just spur of the moment, you know. I saw apply for this and I never win anything or, you know, take part in anything, so I just put my name down and didn't really think about it until my name came up, so.
Okay, and who are you doing this for?
For myself, yeah.
Could you tell me a little bit more about yourself?
Well, as I say, I'm a mature student at the moment. I used to work and then became a housewife. And now that the kids are all off at university themselves, I've got time to do something for myself. And I've always wanted to do something in the art world. So that's why I started doing first a foundation course and then doing the visual studies. It's just solely for myself, for pleasure. So.
And then what's important to you in your life at the moment?
Well, I think the family, the happiness of the family and those around me, so.
Yeah.
And having a good time.
And what was it that made you go back to the university?
As I say, I could now do it with everybody off my hands. I had a time and I still got the energy to do it. So.
Yeah. Brilliant. And have you got any hopes or fears or expectations about going up on the plinth today?
Not really. I'm don't like heights, but this is not really that high. I mean, it's not. I mean, I don't going on the top of the Eiffel Tower or the cliffs of Moher, but this is not really that high, and it's got a net around it.
Yeah.
So.
And what impact do you think standing on the plinth will have?
I don't know. I'll see when I come off. But it's going to be unique anyway.
And what does standing on the fourth plinth mean to you personally?
I've never really been an exhibitionist or somebody who puts himself forward, so that's going to be quite novel for me to do something like that publicly, you know.
And have you taken part in any kind of performances before?
Not really, except for being on a carnival float once, but you know, that's playing Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, but I mean, that was nothing compared to this.
Sure. Where was that?
That was in Torquay, actually, years ago.
And what was it for?
It was just the animal carnival, and some friends said, why don't you play Dorothy on this plinth? Oh, not on the plinth, obviously, on the wagon. So I was standing there in my gingham little dress and my ponytails.
Wow.
So.
Do you Do you get involved in things like this?
No, no, not usually, no. I'm usually keeping the background.
Gosh. And how do you feel about it as a work of art?
It's just something completely novel. It's just it's just incredible. Yeah.
And can I ask, when you first came to England, how your experience was?
I came to boarding school a long time ago. Went to Eastbourne to a boarding school, and then part of Eastbourne College. So that's a long time ago. And then I moved to Africa through my job. I worked for the Belgian embassy. So and then I came back here when the kids were when the kids were born. So I actually belong somewhere mid ocean. I mean, I'm Belgian, but I don't live there anymore, and I've lived in Africa for a long time, and I live here. So
yeah.
I belong somewhere in between somewhere.
What took you to Africa?
As I say, I met my husband to be in London. He moved back to South Africa, and then I found a job at the Belgian Club in Cape Town and moved out there.
And how was it living over there?
It is the most beautiful country with really lovely people. So,
wonderful.
Yeah.
And is there anything else that you'd like to add about taking part in this project and standing on the fourth plinth today?
No, I don't think so. I just
yeah.
I think that's
okay. Brilliant. Well, thank you very much.
That's special.